From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Wilson Sayre. The Florida Supreme Court struck down the way the state hands down the death penalty today. Specifically, it threw out the part where just 10 jurors could decide to sentence someone to death. Now, this decision must be unanimous, with all 12 jurors agreeing. Already this year, the state legislature had to rewrite its death penalty sentencing procedures after a U.S. Supreme Court decision found the old method unconstitutional. That case, called Hearst, left questions not only about unanimity, but what to do about those inmates already living on Florida's death row. To unpack this decision and what it means for Florida, I talked with Craig Tortino with the Innocence Clinic at the University of Miami School of Law. I guess a lot of people will be asking, do we have a death penalty right now?
As it sits right now, if someone were to commit a murder today, no.
So there's this guy, Timothy Hearst, who's at the center of this U.S. Supreme Court case that the Florida Supreme Court just decided how he should be dealt with, essentially. You know, so the U.S. Supreme Court ruled out the scheme by which he was sentenced to death. They said that was unconstitutional. And so then that question, well, what should we do with this guy, went to the Florida Supreme Court. And what did they say about his case?
Specifically about his case, they said, now that we've set out this new rule, we have to look at how it impacts him. And they said, in the most simplistic terms that I can put it, they said, he's required to have a new sentencing hearing that meets all of these requirements. So they're going to send Mr. Hearst back to trial court to have a new penalty phase.
Wouldn't that also suppose or assume that the state, the prosecution, would push for the death penalty? I mean, is there any talk about them, you know, saying we're not going to deal with this, we're just going to, you know, recommend life or push for the life and be done with it?
I can't answer that question. I will say that for decades, death row inmates have been making this argument for decades, and it finally got traction at the United States Supreme Court, and it's been fought at every step of the way. So I would be surprised if the state, I'd be happily surprised if the state said, you know what, we recommend a life sentence for Mr. Hearst.
So there were a lot of people thinking that this series of decisions would shed some light on what should be done with the 390 people who were sentenced to death under the old scheme, the scheme that was ruled unconstitutional. Does this shed any light on what will happen to those 390 people?
Unfortunately, it does not. Because now we have this case, Hearst, and we get into the issue of whether Hearst is retroactively applicable. And they didn't say whether it was or not. They could have. They declined to.
And wasn't this the same issue that the U.S. Supreme Court gave us, is it didn't say whether it was retroactive or not?
Correct. So there will be, there's 390 plus folks on death row now. I suspect there's going to be a fair amount of litigation in the future on just that issue, on whether Hearst applies to them.
So how big of a deal or not big of a deal is this?
I think it's a big deal. It's as big a deal as Hearst was, because for so many years, the Florida Supreme Court has not been terribly concerned about the lack of unanimity in the Florida death penalty scheme, or, you know, the lack of specific jury findings. The United States Supreme Court forced them to consider it, and they went even further. So my hat's off to the majority in the Hearst case.
That was Craig Tortino with the University of Miami School of Law talking about today's Florida Supreme Court ruling about the death penalty. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Wilson Sayre.